Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in a court of law? Well, what about at your kitchen table? A Christian's speech should be honest, bottom line, to the point that a person who knows you should not have to ask, "Do you promise? Are you telling me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?" James chapter 5, verse 12. "But above all, my brothers, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth, or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes, and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation." We're not surprised that James closes out this letter discussing our speech. He has made reference to this aspect of the Christian life in every chapter, and the overall idea is that how a person speaks is a very revealing test of their true spiritual state. "For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart." That's what Matthew 12 says. In other words, the mouth is the dispenser of the type of treasure that is in the heart. And the specific area of speech that James is going to address here is the matter of taking oaths. So what is James getting at when he tells us not to swear by heaven or the earth? Well, James is simply following Jesus' teaching on the matter in Matthew chapter 5, that the misuse of oaths is wrong. Here's what was taking place in the first century Jewish life. Rabbinical teachings taught that only vows made to the Lord were binding. God was only called to be a witness if His name was invoked. All other oaths could be broken and not be considered to be giving a false witness. So you could swear by heaven or earth or Jerusalem and get away with breaking the oath and not suffer any judgment or have any recourse brought against you because you didn't swear by the Lord. This was the Pharisees' way of saying, "I had my fingers crossed." This was their fine print. But look at how Jesus addresses the issue in Matthew chapter 23. He says, "Whoever swears by the altar swears by it and everything on it. And whoever swears by the temple swears by it and the one who dwells in it. And whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by Him who sits on it." So the reason heaven and earth and Jerusalem and having your fingers crossed and double talk fine print are unacceptable as loopholes that attempt to hide your deceptive heart is because swearing by anything in God's dominion brings God into the transaction. You can't hide your deceptive hearts from God, no matter how elaborate and fancy your oaths may be. Here's the principle. A Christian's speech should be honest, bottom line, to the point that a person who knows you should not have to ask, "Do you promise?" James elevates all of our speech to a sacred level, not just the testimony we give on the witness stand after we promise on the Bible to tell the truth. All of our talk and speech should be filled with integrity and honesty. When you pray today, please remember David Marroquin and his family, our missionaries in Guatemala. Also, remember the Kekchi Life Word broadcast in Guatemala.